Native son Donald Trump, New York is a city in decline, we will make it great again. By Nick Gilbertson on May 23, 2024. The man who literally redrew the skyline of the city that never sleeps before shocking the world by winning the presidency in 2016 said Thursday at a hometown rally in the Bronx that he has never seen his former home in such bad shape as it is now under Democrat rule. At his packed rally, former President Donald Trump detailed the stark contrast between the New York City he once knew and the Big Apple of today. Before zoning in on the diminished state of the city today, Trump shared that he has always regarded New York City as a monumental testament to the power of the American spirit and the American dream. By the muscle and backbone and genius of the people of New York, we built this city into the towering forest of iron, aluminum, concrete, and steel, Trump emphasized. We made the city and state into the capital of global commerce. The 45th president stated that the Democrat-run city was once the envy of the world, but it is now on a downward slide. Everybody wanted to be here. New York was where you came to make it big. You want to make it big, you had to be in New York, he said. But sadly, this is now a city in decline. Throughout my life, I've seen New York through good times and bad, through boom times and crime waves, through market crashes and terrorist attacks, but I've never seen it quite like this, he added. Trump pointed to homeless encampments, crime, and the enormous migrant population it has amassed with the influx of illegal immigration under the Biden administration as some of the major issues plaguing the world's most famous city. We have filthy encampments of drugged-out homeless people living in our places that we've spent so much time with children where they used to play. We have lunatics killing innocent bystanders by pushing them onto the railroad tracks for sport, Trump said, going on to add. Our subways are squalid and unsafe, the ceiling tiles are falling down, and they look worse than a third-world country. The medians of our highways are crumbling. Our sidewalks are littered with garbage, bottles and trash. But worst of all, the discarded needles from people that so desperately are in need of help. And we have mobs of migrants fighting our police officers and giving America the middle finger. He vowed, we are not going to let this continue. We are not going to abandon our hope and our pride. This city has given us so much and now it is time that we are going to give it back. Together, we are going to make New York City great again. And simultaneously, we are going to make America great again. Trump promised if he is elected, he will immediately contact Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY, and Mayor Eric Adams, D, to notify them, I want to come back and help. Trump first told Breitbart News back in December 2023 that he planned to expand the presidential battleground to include blue-leaning states like New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, Virginia, and New Mexico. The Bronx rally comes on the heels of his Wildwood, New Jersey rally, which drew an estimated crowd of 100,000.